Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to all y'all in Blog Talk Radio and in the YouTube world. Here we go. We can just get this guy to be quiet over here. Glad to have you with us tonight. It's going to be a good night in God's holy word. And we've been studying, and those of you who may have missed us last night on YouTube, we always welcome you to come and join us over on Zoom. When we're not on YouTube, make sure you come looking for us on Zoom. And we're going to be doing something, and sometimes we can share it with you on blog or on the YouTube, and sometimes we can't, but we want you to be here and be with us in all that we do. And I'm going to say this again. I haven't said it in a little while, but, you know, it bears repeating because of what's going on in the day. And that is, please learn to function in, what did that do? Okay. Well, in Jesus' name, you're going to work like you're supposed to. Everybody pause. We might hear some words being spoken, but we'll deal with that real quick. There, now we got it. All right, now, so what I was starting to say is please take some time in your life and learn how to function in and out of these apps that we use in order so that you can stay connected with us. Because as the world turns, I know that used to be a soap opera and, you know, all that stuff, but as the world continues to turn and things continue to happen, all of this is changes on a regular basis. So we just encourage you to learn how this stuff works, because it's just continually changing, and we do our best to stay up and stay ahead on our end and make things simple for you to be connected to us. But it is also sometimes it's also a challenge to us. Well, all right. So ask God, continually pray with us every day. Father, in Jesus' name, send us a bold team of people that know how to work together and make this mission come to pass. There you go. Brother Richard Miller is with us. Roger Oxy, Wayner Dude's with us. Love you, man. Love you, guys. Good evening, everybody. It's good to have you with us again tonight. And if you weren't with us last night, we studied the video again by a name man. A man named Roger, Jesus help me, Troy Brewer. And he was talking about the April 8th eclipse that's going to happen. And I'm going to tell you right now, this thing is getting intense. What did I do? Somebody on Facebook posted a whole deal about that. And I had it saved right there so I could play it for you. And guess what?
It's gone now. Seriously?
Yep. It's gone. Anyways.
Facebook took it down?
No, it's just. I'm sorry. Anyways, it's a very interesting thing because of the scripture that we learned last night. And Jesus said the sign of Jonah, the sign of Jonah. I've always wondered what in the world is the sign of Jonah? Well, there was an eclipse.
Never put that together.
Isn't that an interesting deal? And Jesus, when he said it's finished, it was an eclipse. And then he was 3 days in the belly of the earth. Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights. And Jesus was in the belly of the earth 3 days and three nights. So for all of you that enjoy Good Friday, go to Good Friday. It's just not in the Bible. But it's a good day to go to church and to talk about Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. And, of course, we're coming up on Holy Week. When is it? Palm Sunday?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Palm Sunday is this coming Sunday, and then the 31st is Resurrection Sunday?
Yeah.
Welcome aboard. And anyway, so that's, we studied that last night. And then we studied a couple shorts by our dear, I just totally respect Jonathan Kahn and all of his wonderful study as a rabbi. He's an amazing man of God. And so we studied some of his things. And then we studied some of our own. It was a great night. And I always want to have y'all with us. Just sometimes it just doesn't get be there like it is. All right. Amen. Thanks for praying, John. We love you, brother. So then, you know, we've been studying about being an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. We've been studying a lot about that. Tonight, we're going to talk about God serious about his kingdom's benefit. God is serious about his kingdom's benefit. I know that's a very, very interesting conversation, but it's all right. It's going to be a good, it's going to be a great, great message tonight. And we're like, it's going to be a great study. We're getting started a little later tonight than we normally do, but that's why we encourage you to come be with us on Zoom, because sometimes we just sit around and talk about life and the weather and food, and we just have a good time together as a family. And sometimes we watch a video that we don't play other places, and we don't ever try to keep anything from you. So that's why I continually say to you, come and join us on Zoom, because we want to enjoy you there. Brother Dan, you're going to say something, or are you just not muted? Whoops.
We're interested in hearing what you have to say.
All right. All right. Now, once again, remember, this is an election year. If you've been living under a rock somewhere and you just got out, and you got out of the cave, this is a very serious, very serious, serious year. And I met a man today that lives here in Williston. And matter of fact, when I walked into the grocery store, I walked by his truck. And he had an advertisement on the back of his truck of something I needed, so I took a picture of it. When I got inside, I met him, shook his hand, because he was a veteran, and then I come back out, there he was getting in that truck. I'm like, wow, I just need to know you about a bunch of different things. And he told me some things about North Dakota that's just very, very, very alarming. And you and I know that we win. We know we are the prevailing force. We know we have the restraining order for the enemy. But you and I have also got to see, we got to realize that all of this kingdom is voice activated, faith activated. The kingdom of God does not just come to pass because God said it would. And that's one of the greatest lessons that we teach here and have to continually teach, because Sister Sunday was telling us earlier, she was on Facebook, I think she said today, and there was a post up there about the blood of Jesus doesn't really wash away your sins. It's not the blood of Jesus that does it.
Wow.
And it's like, my goodness sakes alive, you are a very confused individual. You know, when we were studying the other day, and we were talking a little bit, and we've studied this over and over, and we'll get to the message in a minute. This is just a warm-up. Remember, we always give you a time stamp where the message actually begins, and you can go right there. If you ever watch one of our videos and there's not a time stamp where the message begins, then you find it and you put one in, because we were working hard that day and didn't get it done. But we always like that. I like it because when the next person comes, they can click right on that timestamp and go right to the beginning of the message. You, those of you that's already been here and heard this opening, it's not like you have to hear it again unless, of course, you want to. But I want you to think about this. Jesus said there would be wars and rumors of war. Jesus said there would be great deception. Jesus said that you had to be ready. Jesus said there would be five wise virgins and five foolish virgins. The five wise would go with him in the rapture. The five foolish would miss it. But they still knew where to go to get, you ready for this? They still knew where to go to get oil, and they were able to get it. So therefore, it points to the middle of the tribulation where you can actually go in the second rapture. Don't miss the second rapture. Don't miss the first one, because it's going to be wrath on earth. Some people say it's going to be hell on earth. No, it's going to be wrath on earth. God's wrath. And you don't want to be here when that's going on. But in conversating with this man today, you just realize we have an enemy who thinks he can destroy this great nation. You and I are part of the prevailing force of God that is restraining that enemy, as long as you and I are praying and speaking the word of God. If you don't ever pray and speak the word of God, then you can't say, Jesus, I'm standing in the gap making up the hedge, if you don't ever do it. And even though we have a prayer program, I'm not saying you got to be here during that prayer program in order, you know, for you to be blessed of God. I'm just saying, if you don't ever speak against the enemy, if you don't ever declare the word of God, then you can't say you're one of them that's standing in the gap making up the hedge, and you want to be able to say that. Jesus asked the question, when I return, will I find faith on the earth? Well, every time you hear that question, you ought to say, yes, he's going to find faith, because you're going to find it in me. I may not understand it all, but I'm going to be speaking to that mountain to be removed. I'm going to be declaring, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. I'm going to be going everywhere in my community speaking life and life more abundantly. And I'm going to bind everything that I see that I can bind, that God gives me an assignment to bind. And I'm going to be a part of the prevailing force on this earth to cause this to come to pass. Now, I don't usually always go here when I mention the prevailing force, but I can tell I need to right now for tonight. So that must mean we got somebody with us on this video that's never heard this verse before. And it is with the greatest of honor and happiness that I'll show you this verse, because I really, really, really like this verse. 2 Thessalonians 2:5-7. 2 Thessalonians 2:5-7. Now watch this. And this is all of the I think it's amazing when your spirit is going faster than what your tongue can keep up. I think it's awesome. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Move here amongst us tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Now watch this. 2 Thessalonians 5. Jesus help me.
2:7.
2 Thessalonians 2, chapter 2, verse 5. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? Now, Paul's not reading this from heaven. He was actually on the earth when he wrote this.
Love you, Scott and Braden.
Love you, Scott and Braden. Good to have you. And I love all y'all that don't sign in and just watch the program. Thank you for being here, being a part of YouTube. We love you. All right. Verse 6. Now you know what is restraining. Well,